The Housing Act of 1949 picked up on the efforts which began during the New Deal. The Supreme Court struck down the federal public housing program, but left open the possibility that local governments could have the authority to use eminent domain powers to take land and manage housing. To this end, Congress authorized a public housing program through which federal funds would be provided to local housing authorities created voluntarily by municipal governments. From its inception, this program was an uneasy compromise between those who considered decent, affordable housing to be a basic social need, which included labor unions, liberal reformers, and many big city officials, and those for whom housing should remain a market good, provided without government involvement, including rural conservatives and the real estate industry. To appease critics, the public housing program included provisions to ensure that government housing would not compete with the private housing market. For example, only those with the lowest incomes would be eligible for public housing. Moreover, Congress has never fully funded the program. As a result, public housing has largely served as a tool of segregation, with very poor and largely minority residents concentrated in often poorly designed communities. Because of the local nature of the program, more affluent areas simply opt out. As we'll discuss further in our class on segregation, public housing has served to exacerbate problems of inequality.